afternoon, Fuel and Doc.
Hi, is David there?
No, I'm sorry. He's gone for the day. Can I take a message?
Okay. Yeah, are you expecting to be back in the office later on, or this week?
He doesn't spend much time in the office. He comes in about 5:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone during the day, and he pops back in sometimes during the day in between loads. Otherwise, about 10 to 2, and then 2 o'clock, they're gone.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
I'm generally the only one here in the office, or the only one you'll get when you call. So
yeah.
But all I can do with him is take a message and leave him a message.
Okay. Well, is there like an office manager there, or
that's
you're the only
me?
One? Oh, that's you?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm the do-all-do.
The do-all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can talk to you. My name's Danny, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was trying to follow up on some finance offers the bank mailed out to the business about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And, yeah, it was based on some financing you did with Wells Fargo back in 2012. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It looks like we had the business pre-approved for equipment financing and some working capital. Looks like up to about $250,000.
That's not really anything we'd be interested in.
Oh, really?
We have two local banks that we work with. We very seldom. We only did that Wells Fargo thing because they were offering 0% for 24 months.
Oh, wow.
The company never borrows money. We pay cash for everything. We've been in business 100 and some years.
Oh, wow.
And
a long time.
So we needed to build some type of credit because
mm-hmm.
nowadays paying cash isn't considered credit.
Yeah.
So,
I know, right?
You know, why not use somebody's money for 24 months at, you know, no charge?
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's why we did that. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But we don't make it a habit of financing, you know, things and stuff like that. So, but we do appreciate the offer.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, introduce myself and circle back. Was there like a time of year you typically add on equipment or like?
Generally, it depends on what we need to be replaced. It's usually, our fiscal year end is April 30th. So it's usually you know, in the spring of the year, we start looking, unless something is in serious need of being replaced,
mm-hmm.
then we replace it. But even that, trucks and other equipment, we generally just pay for it.
You guys pay for it. And that's worked out for you guys pretty well. You like doing it that way? Or?
Yeah, you don't have a payment.
No, I know. I mean, I know it makes sense, but like you could also...
Yeah, I mean, we did just purchase, we replaced an old barge crane system with a new crane.
Uh-huh.
But you're talking 10 times that 250, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah.
I don't, so what time you guys do you cranes? What other type of equipment do you guys have?
Well, mostly the crane is going to be a one-time purchase. Mostly it's loaders and new dump trucks.
Oh, okay, cool. What type of loaders, like 988s or something like that?
Like EC400s. You're talking, equipment, $280,000, $300,000 a piece. Because we need something that's that large. We handle pig iron.
Oh, wow.
So
pig iron, what is that?
It's actually different types of materials poured together in a
mm-hmm.
big pyramid shape that weighs about 22.5 to 27 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to the foundries.
Okay.
So when they offload it, we use the loaders to move it. So we need something we can put like a 7-cubic-yard, you know, bucket on it. It holds like 15 to 20 ton
uh-huh.
at a time. So we need a big, you know, beast loader.
Yeah, beast loader, yeah.
Anything with, you know, any little equipment at all. And we get a 400 backhoe, and then we have, you know, dump trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Haul the pig iron. Those are quad axle dump trucks that go 73, and some of the semis that can go 80,000.
Oh yeah.
So everything
we
have is large
mm-hmm.
equipment, and when you start making purchases like that, they're large purchases.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's yeah. So you guys, what you just said, you guys pay with cash for those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just pay for it.
Oh wow. And that's, you guys typically use like the same vendor, or you kind of get deals through them, or?
Yeah, we generally use the same vendors when we purchase equipment.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Like I said, we've got a couple local banks that, you know, we do things with, and, you know, one we've, I mean, I've been here 20 years, and we've been with both of them since I've been here, so.
Oh, wow. Good, that relationship.
You know, it's a very small community here.
Mm-hmm.
We're maybe 10 to 13,000 people in this community.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's a fifth generation business.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, you guys just have like,
and we're a niche market. So, you know,
yes.
The customers we've had forever.
Mhm. So, when they take all that, where does that go? Do you guys basically just distribute that, the pig iron?
Well, it comes in here by vessel and rail car and barge.
Oh, okay.
And most of it actually gets trucked across the street.
Oh, really?
To the foundry. And then
yeah.
We also handle road salt for the states of Wisconsin and Michigan.
Oh, cool.
So if we don't have enough trucks or whatever, we also subcontract. Because sometimes we need about 100 trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So then we just hire subcontract trucks.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But, yeah, years ago it used to be mainly a coal yard.
Mm-hmm. And now,
and then, of course, now everything has gone to natural gas, so nobody really uses coal anymore.
Yeah, that's weird. But, yeah, but I just want, like I said, I just wanted to circle back, see if you had anything coming up.
Right, we did get the information, and like I said, we had purchased a crane, but other than that, right now, we don't have anything on the books as far as replacement. So
mm-hmm.
It'll probably be, unless something really goes wrong with a piece of equipment, it'll probably be about another year before we do something.
Mm-hmm.
We tentatively usually start looking at that at about January.
Okay.
So that we can find the equipment or order the equipment and have it here before the end of our fiscal year at the end of April.
At the end of April.
So, I mean, if you're more than welcome to check back, say, January next year and see if there's anything we're in the market for.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely circle back and see if you have anything coming up. Do you happen to have an email address by any chance? I could just shoot you over some info as well as my contact.
Yeah, our email is marvock, Mardock, at CenturyTel, CenturyTel.net.
.net. Alrighty.
Yep. And that goes
okay.
To everybody here, so.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot over an email. Like I said, just some highlights of our programs as well as my contact info,
okay.
You know, in case something comes up. And, yeah, I'll kind of circle back, you know, in, like next quarter. Yeah, because you never know with machinery, right? That stuff breaks.
Well,
have you had that in the past?
We're just getting in the process now where by the end of this month, beginning of next month, we'll start getting ships in. So that's when things really start. You know, the heavy equipment really starts moving. So that's when you know, loading salt isn't much, but when you're moving that pig iron, it's really rough on equipment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, yeah. Well, thank you for your time.
Okay,
and,
thank you. Have a great
night.
You too.
Bye-bye.